We'll welcome you once again to the Everyday English program. I would like to go back to the word some, which we have commented on several times in previous programs. Its uses are so complex that often we appear to have given listeners conflicting rules. We've talked about it in relation to countable and mass nouns, also in relation to positive and negative sentences and questions and statements. We've pointed out that it is sometimes stressed and sometimes unstressed. And in this program, I shall discuss roughly three uses of the word. I'll emphasize its use as a stressed and as an unstressed word in English, and its use in relation to count and non-count nouns. Some, when unstressed, is used with the plural of count and mass nouns. In this use, it describes the quantity of what the noun denotes. For example,
here is some wine.
Some wine. Some is not stressed. It is used with a mass noun, wine.
Here is some rice. It should be enough for all of us.
Here is some rice. It should be enough for all of us. Some rice. Unstressed some with a non-count or mass noun, rice. Observe that some is not stressed in this context. These two examples indicate an unspecified quantity of the wine or of the rice. Some wine, an undefined amount of wine. Some rice, an undefined amount or quantity of rice. Both nouns are mass. Now listen to these sentences. Here too, some is unstressed. Furthermore, it occurs this time with a plural of count nouns.
There are some spacious apartments in this neighborhood for rental.
Unstressed some. It occurs with the plural of a count noun, apartments.
Have some porridge. I can't eat it all.
Some porridge. Unstressed some. Porridge is a mass noun. These are the two environments in which the unstressed some can be used. But it cannot be used with one group of nouns, and it is the singular count noun. Thus, we do not say,
Joe bought some car for his father.
Joe bought some car for his father. This sentence is unacceptable because the unstressed some is used with a singular of a count noun to express an unspecified quantity. A correct substitute is,
Joe bought a car for his father.
Joe bought a car for his father. A car. The indefinite article, as used here, expresses indefiniteness. In this respect, it has something in common with the unstressed some. But they share grammatical responsibilities by complementing each other in the expression of indefiniteness. One, a and an for indefinite singular count nouns, and the unstressed some for indefinite quantity of plurals and mass nouns.
Joe bought a car for his father.
I'd like to have a word with you.
There is some wine in the flask.
I'd like to discuss some matter with you.
We now turn to another use of some. This requires the stressed form of some. Secondly, the noun is singular or non-count. This use of some refers to a person, thing, place, or time that is unknown or unspecified. For example,
there must be some misunderstanding between him and Jane.
I think we have suspected this all along. Our problem now is to find some way of restoring an earlier relationship which we all thought was beautiful, the status quo ante.
This sour relationship between two otherwise close friends has been very pronounced for some time now. Mr. Amwaku drew attention to this.
Yes, I remember. But we all hoped it was some minor mistake which one of them had made.
Well, whether it was some minor offense or some major offense, we have to bring them together in some discreet manner.
Yes, and see if we cannot find some amicable settlement.
We've met several uses of the stressed some with the singular of count nouns to refer to an indefinite person, thing, or place. Here's one.
There must be some misunderstanding between him and Jane.
Some misunderstanding between the two. Observe the use of the stressed some and a singular noun referring to a thing. A misunderstanding or some misunderstanding. The thing referred to is not known about or unspecified. Some misunderstanding.
I think we have suspected this all along. Our problem now is to find some way of restoring an earlier relationship which we all thought was beautiful, the status quo ante.
Our problem is to find some way of restoring an earlier relationship. Observe the use of the stressed some in the company of a singular count noun to refer to something whose nature is unknown or unspecified. Some way of. Now let me draw your attention to Kofi's use of the expression
status quo ante,
one of the foreign expressions we met last week.
This sour relationship between two otherwise close friends has been very pronounced for some time now.
For some time now. Stress some with the singular noun time to refer to time which is not specified. Here are some more examples.
But we all hoped it was some minor mistake which one of them had made.
Some minor mistake. Stress some and a singular noun mistake. And finally,
well, whether it was some minor offense or some major offense, we have to bring them together in some discreet manner.
Now, listeners, in this program, we've discussed two pronunciations of the word some. One is unstressed, and it is used with the plural of count nouns and mass nouns. Never with singular nouns. The stressed form can be used with the singular of nouns. That's all we have time for. Do join us again, listeners, if you have time. Till then, it's goodbye from us.